2-5、歯茎から血が出る、口臭がある。
A happy new year. Oh dear, you look bad. Didn't you have a good time during the holidays with your family?
A happy new year, Dr. Mac. I had a good time. However, I found out that my grandmother had been suffering from a slight handicap due to cerebral infarction for a month, and that her breath had become really bad.
Oh dear.
Does cerebral infarction make people's breath bad? My grandmother used to boast that she had no cavities or gum disease. However, she said that she had been feeling uncomfortable with the taste of blood in her mouth for a couple of weeks after she became handicapped.
Well, is she in a poor state of general health?
No, except for a slight palsy in the right-hand side of her limbs. I would like to ask you if the cerebral infarction makes people's breath bad.
No, it doesn't. The palsy in her right arm probably caused the gum disease.
Really? I see. Gum disease. It causes bad breath and bleeding from the gums. Why does palsy in her right arm cause gum disease?
It's because your grandmother is right-handed.
Sorry?
Your grandmother is right-handed. That's why she became unable to brush her teeth well, resulting in gum disease.
Can I just make sure that not brushing effectively causes cavities, just like I have?
You're right. It certainly causes cavities in some people. And it definitely causes gum disease as well. Gum disease is a general term. In medical terminology, it is called periodontal disease. Periodontal diseases are caused in the periodontal tissues, supporting tissues that keep teeth in the gums, when microorganisms in the human mouth attack the tissues.
Yes, I've heard about that. And?
So, we humans go on the counterattack against the microorganisms. This causes inflammation in the gum area and results in damage to periodontal tissues. And that brings movement of teeth and a tendency to bleed from the gums.
Now I see your point. However, would you kindly tell me a little bit more about the cause of bad breath?
Of course, yes. The stuff that the microorganisms excrete is smelly, and decomposing human body fluids, including blood by the microorganisms, smell bad too. Do you understand that?
I see. But why does such a battle occur between humans and microorganisms?
Well, there is a narrow, shallow groove which is 2 millimeters in depth. And this groove, called the gingival sulcus, is formed between the gingiva and the head of the tooth, called the tooth crown. In addition, the sulcus tends to provide a good habitat for many microorganisms. So, you should take care of your oral hygiene by effective brushing. That's why a person who loses the use of his or her right arm, like your grandmother, becomes incapable of cleaning up the sulcus, resulting in an increase in the amount of microorganisms in the sulcus.
But doctor, why does the increase in the amount of microorganisms in the sulcus cause such a battle?
Well, humans basically seem to hate microorganisms to increase in the sulcus more than a certain degree, and to try to get rid of them, because the microorganisms have a tendency to obtain their nutrition directly from the human body and to contaminate the human body with their harmful waste.
I see, Doctor. Thanks.
In addition, microorganisms that cause gum disease excrete very smelly stuff. And if inflammation occurs, the gingiva bleeds easily. So you should always pay attention to control small amounts of microorganisms as much as possible in the sulcus.
All right, I've got that. That is plaque control, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You are right. And the following is my conclusion. Your grandmother never had bad breath because she had good oral hygiene, probably owing to an ideal brushing technique before her illness. But after getting palsy, she must have been unable to brush well enough to keep her sulcus clean. Then this, I assume, let the microorganisms flourish in the sulcus and cause gingivitis, resulting in bad breath and bleeding from the gums.
How wonderful! Like the great dentist that you are, you know everything.
Anyway, I really hope your grandmother will start rehabilitation and regain the use of her right arm. She will soon be able to brush her teeth well by herself, just as she used to do, resulting in good breath. So please tell her what I said.